Hello, this is Alan Tepper, and I'm here with Memo in his house, and we're in an untreated room testing the AKG Lira or Lyra. How are you today, Memo?
I'm great, and it's a wonderful mic, a wonderful looking mic. I like that it looks retro, but also futuristic.
Yes, and unlike a lot of the knockoffs of the Elvis-type microphones that I have seen, the inexpensive ones, which look really nice in the photo, but then when you get them, they look like cheap plastic, except, of course, for the more costly, the ones from Shure, which are good-looking even in real life. Mm-hmm. This one looks really solid in real life, in my opinion. It looks like very good build quality.
I agree with you. It's a beautiful mic. I mean, you're going to show photos, right?
Yes, of course, we're going to show photos. And I did some initial tests in what you and I would call the cardioid mode, which they call front. Mm-hmm. And I discovered that, like most studio microphones, it was absolutely unusable when you were in the sweet spot, which as we are now, right now, about five fingers away from the microphone, it was unusable because it had too much plosives and too much breathing. And I had to search a bit, but I finally did find a windscreen that would fit properly, and it seemed to be doing a good job. I didn't do a really deep test, but it seemed to be doing a good job, and I will include the link in the article of the one that I found that does fit at a reasonable price.
It looks at it like it was made for it.
Yes, exactly. Although it is not the AKG Lira or Lyra, and by the way, it's spelled L-Y-R-A. If you speak Italian or Castilian, you might call it Lira, which was the name of the currency used in Italy before the euro came into a while back. But I think a lot of people in English call it Lyra, and it is spelled L-Y-R-A, and it is a USB-C digital microphone, and it does have latency-free monitoring, as I am listening right now through my favorite isolating headphones, which I believe you're also your current favorite, the CD1.
Yeah, I have them as well.
Status Audio. We both like this brand and or this particular model. I can't say anything about the brand because it's the only product I've tried from that brand so far. They also have some Bluetooth wireless ones that I have not tested to date. I don't know if you have.
No. Not okay. Really. One thing I would like to try is say words with P, and then you can tell
of
me
course.
How they sound.
Go ahead.
Peter Parker picked a pickle.
What's strange about this microphone is what at first I thought was their way of describing a figure eight, which is something that you and I have tested in another microphone for another review. We discovered, both by testing the microphone and by reading the actual visual patterns supplied by AKG, that the mode that we're in right now, which they call front and rear, it's not figure eight. It's actually omni or omnidirectional.
Oh.
And this microphone doesn't actually have any figure eight, but this is the closest thing that it offers. So, of course, like anything in life and in technology, that's good and bad. If you really wanted only to intend the front and the back, but not the sides, then it would be better to have a figure eight. But if you had a situation where you had four people surrounding the microphone, then Omni would actually be better.
So I can talk like I'm here on the other side, but now I'm moving to my right side and then to the top. I'm on top now, and now I am on the left side. So maybe
yes.
On the recording, you can tell me
yes.
If it sounds the same.
The only thing that I will clarify, since people are listening and not seeing, is that you did go a little bit further away than the five-finger distance from the microphone as you did that, so that will affect the sound, but everything else did sound like Omni. It just sounded more off mic because you were slightly further away, not because of the angles. So this is the what they call front and rear or front and back, which translates in our terminology as Omni. I will be including other tests in a more treated room with carpet and bed in a hotel room, and that will be in the front, or what you and I would call the cardioid setting. But I think this is a nice looking retro microphone, and we will now find out how usable it can be in a non-treated room. We're in a big living room, And it has, I think these are called tile floors, right?
Yep.
And there's no carpet near us right now. So I know that we're going to get some reverb in the room, but we want to determine whether it's low enough to be able to use it without doing some special treatment, which I can do if necessary. But if I do that, it will be a separate sample. So we will have the original without that treatment, and then after that with the treatment, which is a piece of software that I have reviewed before, and I will use it if I find it necessary. So thank you, Memo. I think this has been a fun experiment to test this AKG Lyra or Lyra, and I like the way it works, and I like that it's the first microphone that I'm testing of the digital variety that comes with USB-C.
Well, thank you for inviting me for this test.
Thank you for offering your living room to do this test.